That was What Dreams Are Made Of by Hilary Duff. And I wonder, do you ever dream of a luxury holiday but wonder how you can afford it? Well, for many people, it is the stuff of dreams. And while many publishers are shutting down printed magazines and cutting staff in the face of the threat from digital disruption, one Melbourne travel magazine publisher is about to print a new travel magazine called Luxury Escapes. And it's based on the concept of affordable luxury. Now, I spoke to Justin Jamberson of Grin Creative about his new venture and why it is set to succeed where others have failed. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks, Graham. Good to be here.
Now, Luxury Escapes, isn't that a big travel company?
Luxury Escapes is an enormous travel company and a really great success story in travel, in business, really. Adam Schwab, who's the co-founder of it, just hit on a fantastic model of getting great deals on affordable luxury properties and marketing it really well.
Yeah, because there's no doubt you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars a night if you choose to, but you don't have to, do you?
You don't, no. Not if you tap into what Luxury Escapes are doing and, you know, you subscribe to their database and they just regularly fire out these fantastic deals that they broker with these range of different properties. And they're moving into tours now as well. They're moving into cruising. It's a terrific business model, and the benefits are it lets the average punter have a fantastic luxury escape.
Now, are you connected financially with the organisation? How does your magazine fit with their product set?
Yeah, we launched a magazine for them, a direct mail piece, towards the end of last year. They printed 500,000 copies and distributed them to high net travelling households. But it was a direct mail piece, so it was a 32-pager, nicely designed, and it was filled with their deals. And the idea behind it was that you'd get it in your mailbox, you'd have a look at it and go, right, I'm going to book that deal. And look, they got a fair bit of that, which was good. It wasn't probably enough to cover the cost. You know, there was an advertising element to it, but you know, coming out fortnightly, the well for advertising, certainly in Australia, it was probably not deep enough. We'd originally pitched the idea of doing a proper newsstand glossy for them, and then they've come back around to saying, yep, we want to go down that path. However, we're taking on that magazine, so we're going to publish it, and we'll just leverage their brand. They'll be able to use the magazine for their outreach, their road shows. It'll go out to their platinum members. It'll certainly go out to the hotel groups that they work with. So for us, we've got a fantastic brand like Luxury Escapes, which people just love. There's not a lot of negative feedback on them. They've got 3 million on their database. They've got an engaged community of almost 1.5 million. In that, they communicate with them on a regular basis. So for us, we're going in and saying, if we can use that database, promote the magazine through it, build a subscription base, use them as the distribution side of it, work with them a little bit on content. The magazine is quite independent in that we'll have content on there that perhaps might not be featured in Luxury Escapes, but it will certainly be on brand in the type of holidays that Luxury Escapes promote.
So you're basically talking about a package holiday that includes air, accommodation. Does it have transfers and things in it, or some expedition or excursion?
This is Luxury Escapes, you mean?
Yeah,
look, they don't have a lot of their packages that they promote don't have airfares. I believe that's changing. But what they are strong on is all the bells and whistles. So, and also the discount. They'll an average, and I don't know the exact machinations of how their business runs, but from what I do know, a hotel might run at 80% occupancy if it's lucky. So they've got 20% just sitting there. So Luxury Escapes will come in, I guess, and again, I'm speaking out of turn here, but they'll do a deal to buy the vacant rooms, package up these fantastic holidays, and market them out there. So you might get a week at the Maldives, which would normally cost you $9,000, and with Luxury Escapes, you'll get it for $5,000. Plus, you'll have a massage a day. They'll throw in alcoholic drinks for the entire time you're there. You'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a romantic dinner out on a beach. And it's all about these fantastic little bits and pieces that they add to the whole holiday. So from a magazine point of view, for us, we're probably not really focusing on that. They do that really well. They promote that stuff really well. What we're doing is creating a magazine that's going to inspire people to think more about that type of travel. Mm. So it'll, there won't be a great deal of hotel reviews. There might be some aspirational hotels to go to that we'll feature. But really what we're going to look at is the luxury experience. It might be the fact that you can take a boat trip down the Mekong now from Chiang Rai down to Luang Prabang, but in the old days it was an old slow boat, but now you can actually go on a really nice pimped up luxury boat and go down that way. So we'll focus a lot more on the sort of experience side of things. And you know, the market in Australia for luxury travel magazines, there's not a lot of them. And the ones that are out there probably aim, or I think they're aiming at a, you know, that really serious luxury where you're going to spend, you know, you don't want a discount because you can afford to spend 15 grand a night on a holiday. So we're going to feature more content that people can aspire to and then potentially actually do.
Right. And I guess you're not ruling out family holidays, which probably aren't in many of the upscale magazines.
No, we'll definitely include family holidays. And, you know, certainly Luxury Escapes have some great family deals as well in what they do. But, yeah, there'll be family holidays for sure. There'll be, you know, romantic couple-y holidays. There'll be solo travel holidays. There's, you know, these days, certainly luxury has changed. The old days, luxury was a cookie-cutter five-star hotel where you sat by a pool bar and ate a club sandwich that, you know, had avocado when you wouldn't normally get that in wherever you were. Mm. These days, luxury is a lot more barefoot luxury, or glamping is the big thing these days. Luxury market's changed. You know, I was at a resort recently in Thailand called Suniva Kiri, and I would say it was one of the most extraordinary, luxurious resorts I've ever stayed in. Yet you arrive there and they take your shoes from you at the jetty, and their whole motto is no shoes, no news. It was all wooden, sort of rustic wooden, like a giant Robinson Crusoe cubby house. And, you know, we checked into this room and it you know, had a pool that sort of wrapped around this wooden double bedroom with some stairs up to a bunkhouse where my kids had a water slide that went from their balcony down into the pool in front of us. It was absolutely amazing. The service and the food and everything was, you know, uber luxe, but the feel was just comfortable and cool. It's Luxury Escapes are great because they've probably recognised that.
Do you see that maybe these are the growing up millennials who are your target market?
I reckon it's not the millennials. They're still thinking about themselves. It's more the I think it's the the baby boomers who or even me, Generation X, I guess I am, whose parents were the first ones in the 70s that did the Overland Trail and, you know, the Tony Wheeler Backpacker Lonely Planet guys and Screw Turner from Flight Center, all those guys that sort of pioneered that type of travel. That generation are now going, you know, right, the sort of 60 or even my age, the late 40s, who backpacked as well, but came back and went, you know, I want to go and have a great experience, but I'm not going to eat canned tuna and sleep in a bunkhouse anymore. I mean, you know, my type of traveller wants an experience, whether it be luxury, whether it not be luxury. They want to travel for an experience. And, you know, you look at travel across the board, an experiential or going local is you know, the big trend now. It's who can get more local. It's like, oh, I had a, you know, I went and ate in a restaurant where the family's been cooking for years. Oh, yeah. Well, I went and ate in the bloke who started that restaurant's house. Oh, yeah. Well, I ate with his grandmother who wrote down the recipes and gave it to him. Oh, yeah. I actually cooked it with the mother of the grandmother. You know, everyone's trying to get more local, which is great. That's what travel is. And it's the best thing is that's educating people more when they travel. And that's a pretty important part, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's great to hear that you're prepared to take a bet on print. You know, I come out of the print business and it's tough out there, but you obviously found a niche, I think, and the way you're putting it together, the fact that you've got the backing, well, not the backing, but you've got this imprimatur, this brand that you can use, but you can still run your own stories. I mean, I think that's a great opportunity for people to have a holiday before they go on a holiday.
Yeah, look, I hope so. And you're right. You know, print is very tough out there. You know, certainly, say, from the other magazines that we do, you know, Get Lost, our subscribers keep building, our sales are strong. The big issue is the advertisers who, you know, obviously they that's what you need. And there's a lot of those guys now looking around at the digital side of things, and they're the ones who are saying print is dead. It's actually the readers who aren't. They were still buying the magazines. How long that goes for, I don't know. But you're right, having a brand like Luxury Escapes behind us, I certainly would never contemplate launching a luxury magazine or a travel magazine in any way, shape or form without somebody like that behind us at the moment. I mean, you know, Get Lost, over the last 12, 13 years, all we've done is tried to build an engaged audience, build a community around us, and you know, build our social media and build our subscription base with Luxury Escapes. We're starting with 3 million people on a database that really love that brand and engage with it really well. So, you know, I'm hoping that having that behind us, we can go out and build a strong subscription base. Advertisers can see that they can get in front of all these people, not just through the print magazine, but, you know, the content that we run will go up on Luxury Escapes' website. They'll communicate with their members as well. It's reverse engineering what we did with Get Lost. So, look, it's a risk. Everything's a risk, Graham, it's calculated, and I think there's an opening for it.
Sounds fascinating. So when's the first magazine coming out?
Mid-November.
And can people buy it on a newsstand, or how do they get a hold of it?
Yeah, we'll be on newsstands nationally and in New Zealand. We'll have a very big subscription drive come 1st of October, and that'll go out immediately to Luxury Escapes database, but it'll also go out around the country. So, you'll be able to subscribe at luxuryescapesmagazine.com. And from there, you can get a launch discount. We're just working on a really cracking subscription prize just to build some momentum around that. And out it comes in mid-November.
Well, I think Affordable Luxury's got a lovely ring to it. I'd love to be able to talk to you guys, whether it's yourself or Kirsty Bedford, your editor, on a regular basis, just to inform people what sorts of experiences are available out there. Does that sound like a good deal?
Yeah, definitely. Love to. And certainly from the Luxury Escapes guys, I mean, you know, log on to luxuryescapes.com, get their app on your phone. There's a couple of great apps. That's a fantastic one. It just pops up these prompts, you know, hey, here's a fantastic deal to the Maldives. Here comes a deal. And look, even if you're not thinking about it, the fact that these little prompts pop up on your phone, you go, oh, you know what? I do need a holiday. I reckon like $2,000, and it's normally $6,000 to Langkawi. That resort looks amazing. And, you know, the resorts that they curate, are fantastic. And, you know, they keep it on brand. It's definitely worth keeping up to date with.
They sound like they're disrupting the disruptors.
Yeah, they love that disruptor term. And look, they were first in the game with it, and there's a couple of others out there who are trying to do the same thing. I don't think anyone's quite got the model as well as Luxury Escapes. Mm. They're doing really well. Wish I'd thought of that. I publish print magazines, and you know, I love doing it. I absolutely love travel, so I would never complain. But wow, they're doing very well.
Well, good luck with it, Justin, and we look forward to chatting with you guys regularly on Travel Writers Radio.
Great. Thanks, Graham. Thanks for having me.
That was Justin Jamieson of Luxury Escapes magazine. Actually, his company is Grin Creative. They produce Get Lost and Luxury Escapes magazine and another cruise magazine, I believe, is due out. Anyway, Luxury Escapes magazine is going to be available in November, and I spoke to him earlier. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.